As always, we have John and Teresa Whitty in our studios for our Rural Solutions Technology Update show. And what is this, musical chairs? You guys are not in the usual place.
Everything looks different from this vantage point here.
Yep. We switched chairs. Isn't that something, how we have assigned chairs and didn't even realize it?
Because Teresa, you always sit there, and John always sits there.
Yes.
No, it's just... this isn't right.
It isn't.
I might have to step out and take phone calls.
Oh, that's the reason.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
I think we can handle it. You know what? I don't think our listening audience will even know the difference.
Nope. Well, that's radio. We could be in our pajamas.
Well, maybe Teresa will come out of the right speaker, and I'll come out of the left now.
Okay, there
we
go.
As opposed to usually.
Oh, come on. Let's get on task here, you guys. You're so easily distracted.
We are. What are we talking about this morning or today, Teresa?
I wanted to talk about how tech can be used to support and promote independence in older adults. Okay, so the start of my thought process started when I signed up for my chart, you know, online for doctor stuff.
Yeah, I have that.
And
yeah.
I had never signed up for it before, and I did. And the lady said, oh, good, you'll be able to use it just fine. She says, I work with a lot of, you know, 80 plus, and sometimes they struggle with that. Mm-hmm. And but you'll do just fine. And I just got to thinking about that and how, you know, that really would be a good thing for, you know, older people to be able to use. Yep. And just, anyways, that's what I was thinking about. So I've got some ideas here on how.
And that's a good example, because I use my chart too for my health up at the clinic here, and mm-hmm. I like it. It's easy to navigate.
It is. Once you get on, you know, I think it's a little intimidating sometimes for older people to use technology, but if they can know how it can help them, you know, maybe it's a little less intimidating, or they can see the benefit to it. So,
well, that's today's world too. I mean, technology is, you gotta go with it. You gotta learn it, right?
Right, right.
I know sometimes it can be frustrating.
Yes. So. Yeah. Well, okay. So let's just take the first topic here that I have is communication. Obviously, we use technology. We use our phones and our computers to text people, to email people, mm-hmm. To Zoom, and have, you know, Facebook, what do you call that, chat, where you can see each other.
Yep.
So there's all sorts of that type of communication, and just increases the socialization for older people who are maybe more homebound. They can feel a part of things more. Mm-hmm. If you're having a celebration and they can't make it, they can be there through a Zoom meeting and visit with everybody.
But they have to know how to do that, right?
They do. They have to know how to do that. And that's, you know, what we can help with, or what their kids or grandkids can help with, or neighbors or whatever. There's also, you know, an unending number of support groups for whatever situation you might have. My daughter is so good at finding very specific support groups. And not just support groups, but interest groups. You know, if you're interested in something very particular, you can find a group of people out there who have that same interest, or that same disease that you have, or that same need.
Like buying shoes, Teresa, online or something like that?
Well,
That's a joke. That's what she does, right,
I like
John?
To buy shoes online. Yeah,
yeah. She does.
I like shoes, yes. But maybe you like to fly kites that have tails and they're made in India. Okay? I mean, I don't know. There's real specific things out there. And if you have that interest, you can search for Facebook groups or support groups. I know that, you know, if you come up with a disease that you have that's kind of rare, you can find other people out there who have that same disease or that same issue, and they can be a support to each other. Yep. So that's all, you know, in the socialization communication area that elderly, I think, could really benefit from, because they are often isolated, especially out here in rural areas, I think, where we don't have the kind of closeness of all sorts of different options for socialization. Yep. So... another area that people can be really helped in is doctoring and health. There is telehealth. You know what telehealth is?
I think so. Yep. Oh, you're over the doctor. doctor over the computer?
Yeah, her? Yeah, mm-hmm. Where you have a video. Doctor appointment, yeah. And it's a video on your computer. And, I mean, that would be really helpful if you had mobility issues and whatnot. Counseling is available that way as well, either just through a phone call or through video. And that's getting more and more popular and available. If you can't, right. You know, if you have trouble getting out and about, or maybe you're just nervous to have counseling. There's a lot of depression in elderly mm-hmm. populations, mm-hmm. and I think there's more stigma too. Mm-hmm. And so maybe it's a private thing that you want to look into, and it doesn't have to be so public and so scary if you're sitting in your own house. Mm-hmm. You can do medication reminders on your phone. You yep. can have those set up.
I do. My alarm goes off at 1 o'clock. Paul, take your pills.
Yep. Yep. Pops up on your phone. Absolutely.
Best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the My Chart again. That can help you keep track of your appointments. It can help you keep track of what medications you're supposed to take and all sorts of things. Can have communication with your doctor through that. And then there is cognitive fitness as well. So keeping that brain going, there's specific games you can play and whatnot to keep your game or to keep your mind active.
I don't like playing games on my phone or computer.
Don't you?
Nope.
I'm kind of with you, Paul.
I enjoy them.
I know. My wife loves the game. Maynard loves playing games on his phone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Not me. No interest.
No interest in that. But it is also
a way.
That's
why my brain is mush.
It's also a way, though, to learn your computer in a fun way. You know, if you're kind of nervous about using a computer or a yep. cell phone or touch screen, it can help you with that as well. And there are assistive technologies out there that can really help people as they age. There's voice recognition. You know, if you're having trouble with typing or you just never learned how to type, you can use voice recognition on your phone or your tablet yep. or your computer to search for things or type documents. You can adapt your computer display for things like glaucoma. You know that. Yeah, isn't it glaucoma where they like wear like sunglasses?
Yep.
So the screen is often too bright okay. for them to see, and you can adjust that for glaucoma. You can make things bigger for failing eyesight. There's just no end of things that you can do to
make things easier.
Make things easier to use, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The thing, though, with senior citizens, it's the learning how to do all, set that up and do it, right? Is that
right.
what you're kind of talking about?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You have to have patience if you're being taught.
You have to have patience in teaching people. You have to have patience in being taught and know that there's a learning curve, but there can be baby steps, and you don't have to do everything all at once.
Right.
Most people who use computers use them for what they need them for.
Right.
Okay?
One of I love my father-in-law, awesome man, but when computers first came out, me and him were in his basement. He wanted me to teach him the computer, how to turn it on, how to do this. One of the worst experiences in my life. Both he got mad, I got mad, I got upset, he got upset. It
sometimes
wasn't good.
Sometimes that's why it's nice to come to me, because teaching my own mother-in-law to use computer, I got frustrated.
Yep.
But I don't get frustrated with other people's parents. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah,
just, it's a little easier when it's somebody not related.
And it's very interesting for me, because Alexa and Teresa are so good at, you know, explaining things and not talking down to anybody. And it's fun to just kind of overhear what, you know, when somebody comes in with a question about this, you know,
yeah.
You help out so many people in the area.
Yep. Yep. And I do help people a lot with setting up accounts, like on My Chart. I can help you set that up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've helped people get on airlines to get tickets,
oh, nice.
things like that, you know, if you know it can be done on the computer and you don't know how, don't be afraid to ask, to ask me or to ask your neighbor or your, you know, kids are amazing.
Yeah.
They know everything. It's like breathing to
but
them.
But they teach pretty fast. They just say, oh, click here, there, you know. And,
that's true. And yeah, if you actually want to learn, you might need to slow them down a little
okay.
bit.
But. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, great subject there, Teresa.
Yeah.
So I always, when someone is always trying to teach me something, I always remind them, I might have even said this to you, John, talk to me like I'm in kindergarten.
Exactly.
Then I'll understand it. All right. Well, if people have any questions about this, what we're talking about, how can they contact you?
Well, you can stop in and see us. We're right on Main Street, Madison. Or you can give us a call at 320-698-4747. And in Madison, that's a local call, so you don't need to do the 320.
Or you can send an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
There you go. Next week you'll be in the different chairs, you think? Or
maybe.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.